I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my loves. Now all of the gigglers DM me starting with my love and like...
My love.
It feels good.
You're like, it's kind of me and Haley's thing, but like I'll let it slide.
So I have to let you guys know, and I totally forgot about this. Haley messaged me back.
No way. Hannah, I see. Okay, I love being your friend, but like sometimes I hate having a podcast with you because you tell everybody else things and then you save it until the pod to tell me. Yep. And like it's a little frustrating.
It's what makes the pod I know. I literally will not tell Paige anything until the day of.
What, when, and what did she say?
Okay, she sent two messages.
Oh my god, she double messaged you?
She wrote, "Hey, I really appreciate it!" Exclamation mark.
You're friends with Hailey Bieber.
She said, "Honestly, no drama, comma. I do understand the interest because there's been a lot of drama surrounding Hillsong." And she's like, "But I don't want to be associated with that church. And that was a wild conspiracy. And I'm sure you can understand why." And so she like kind of explained it like, "Girl, I get you." And she,
oh my god.
No, like we're like having an in-depth analysis. This is where you're going to lose it. This is where, like, I don't know what to do. She goes, "Anyways, Dash, you're a queen, and I really appreciate you, heart."
Wait.
Don't make eye contact with me anymore. Like, literally, where do I go from here?
What color heart? What color heart?
It's the cool red one.
Yeah, you're friends with Hailey Bieber. Okay, well, I have to, like, plan hypothetical outfits in case, like, she's in the city and, like, you're hanging out with her and I just show up. Like, what? What?
I told Dez and Dez was like, "So, like, if you guys are friends, like, what is it? Like, what did famous people, like, that famous do? Like, what do you do?" And I'm like, no. We're playing the long game. Because, you know, when you see two people hang out, I think it takes one person that's, like, a little... good at like networking and being thirsty. We're like,
for sure.
I don't even do cocaine. Like, what am I gonna do?
Literally nothing. No, I totally agree with that because when I first moved to New York City, like my first friend in the city could not have been more opposite of me. And like, mm-hmm. she's the one who like got us into clubs, because like, if I'm going up to a club and they say back of the line, I'm going to the back of the line. Like, it's not
I'm scooting.
Not my personality to be like, I belong
I'm
in
awkward
here.
Awkward moonwalking, like, I'm sorry, excuse me, sorry, excuse me.
Oh my
this,
god,
you know what it is? It's because I don't really love rejection. I feel like some people will just like shamelessly put themselves out there to like do stuff, and it's like a numbers game, and occasionally someone who's like really popular will hang out with you, but like, I want like a long-term, deep, meaningful friendship with Hales. Someone sent me a photo of her, Justin, and the dog, and they were like, you should be in this photo.
I'm dying.
Like, I want to be there for her when she needs me, like when she's going through a hard time. Like, I want to be that friend for her. And if she wants to like get dinner and talk about it in person, if she wants to talk about like how good my TikToks are, like, I'm there for her.
Right.
And I feel bad, like, I almost was at the point where I'm like, do I not tell like Paige, because like, it's kind of private between me and my friend, you know? Like, I don't tell you the details of like me and Sierra's chats.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, how dare you?
She also did DM me. She's like, what's the deal with Paige's outfits? Like, is she like trying to be fashionable? Because it's embarrassing.
I am logging off. The podcast is over. Giggly Squad is broken up. The rumors are true. I can't believe your hair's not in like a slick back bun right now.
Okay. I feel like you, Haley, when you have a slick back bun, you're like so confident, gorgeous, like shining. I feel like I would look like an egg.
Well, you have cute little ears that poke out a little. So
oh my god. Okay, that was bullying. Did anyone see that?
No, it wasn't.
Cyberbullying.
I don't know what's come over me, but I've just been like so much more honest with people lately, and I don't even mean to be. Like, things will just come out of my mouth, and there have been a few times that I've like, in the past couple of weeks, that I've like deeply insulted Sierra, and she's just looked at me and been like, you can't like say that to people.
This is the thing. This is good for you. It means you're breaking through some filters. So now you're going to lose some friends for sure. Some people are
gonna
hate
you,
but you're going to like have closer friends.
If I don't, as a friend, here's how I feel. If I am your friend and something's fucked up, if I don't tell you, who's going to tell you? And I would want you to tell me, like, hey, Paige, your eyebrows look so bad. Like, you have to fix them. Because if you don't tell me, who's going to?
I do have to say, there is a specific type of friend that I want to call out that I don't think the Gigglers are. Paige and I joke about being low-maintenance friends, but, like, you know those friends who, like, they'll call you and you know they could be mad at you about, like, anything, but you don't know what it is? You're like, did I say bye with the wrong tone? Like,
yeah.
Certain friends that they just love to start drama, but really they're just, like, making shit about them.
Yeah.
And, like, if they want to be mad at you, they'll come up with some shit.
They want to take space up in your brain with something, like, very insignificant, but they want you to be thinking about them.
True. It's almost like, they're, like, almost testing you, because sometimes I'll, like, apologize for like whatever little thing that upset them, and then they're like so nice to me and closer to me, and I'm like, oh, you're trying to push me away, and I stuck.
Or it's like they want to have something insignificant with you, that it's like an event in your daily life, and then feel like you got over something, so like you guys are closer, but it's like, we didn't really get over anything, you're just being annoying.
No, because that pushes me away. Then I'm like, okay, now I have to walk on eggshells because I didn't hug you goodbye.
I can't. Wait, who's your friend that came to your wedding?
Oh, Talia.
Talia. Okay, Talia just did a TikTok, and she was saying how her friends don't like her, like, texting, the way she texts. And, like, if she says one, like, if she just says K back, they're like, wait, what the fuck's wrong with you? And she's like, I can't have friends. Like, I need to be able to talk normal to you and not talk to you like I'm talking to people that I email. She was like, her friends texted her and was like, let's get dinner. And she said K. And then they told her the time and place, and she said K. And they were like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, would you rather me be like, thank you so much, I will see you at dinner soon, like, comma, can't wait to chat. Like, no. Like, when it's your friends, I have to be able to just, like, not respond.
It's literally just like a guy. Like, if I have to think about what I'm going to text you and how, you're done.
You're done.
you're fucking done.
You're done.
Actually, Talia is a great example of a friend who I love because okay, I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
Once she messaged me, or together we mutually were like, we need to get brunch. We need to get brunch. Let's do it. And we set a date like a week away.
Okay.
A week away.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's say it was September 22nd.
Okay.
So fast forward, you know I don't know what I'm doing day to day.
Right.
So I get a text from her saying, 5 minutes away. And for whatever reason, I'm in West Hampton that day. I don't know what happened with my schedule, but I'm in West Hampton and I forgot. And I text her and I am like, I fucked up. I am so sorry. I'm in West Hampton. You're in New York City. I totally blanked on our date. I'm so sorry. And she was like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, I'm laughing. I literally live 5 minutes away. I'm going back home. It's totally fine. But then I go, what kind of freak text me that day to double check?
Are we still on?
So then I completely turned it on her and I said, are you good, bro?
Yeah.
You don't even double check if we're going to meet up and you start walking when this was a plan made out over a week ago.
If you're not confirming 24 hours before, I'm not go. I already canceled that. I erased that from my timeline and like erased that from my account. Like, I'm not going to that.
It was like a 2 o'clock thing and I didn't hear from her in the beginning of the day. And then she goes, I'm here. I go, honey, you deserve this. You deserve this pain.
You did this to yourself.
I need at least three. I need a morning, a mid-morning and an afternoon check before we go and physically get out of our beds.
A perfect example is this weekend, Sierra and I were supposed to go to Hannah's on Sunday to celebrate her birthday. The night before, I said, Sierra, I can't go to Hannah's tomorrow. I have to go home and die on my couch.
And you texted me what my address was.
Because I was very much planning on coming. And so we're laying in bed and she's like, we can't do that. Like, it's Hannah's birthday. We haven't seen her in so long. That's so mean. And then 2 seconds later, silence. Then 2 seconds later, we look at each other and we're like, it's fucking Hannah. Like, she doesn't give a flying fuck. And so I'm just like, hey, Hannah, we're not coming. See you in the city.
Like, so I was talking to Dez and I was like, they like want to visit. And he's like, really? And I'm like, hey, they want to come all the way to Shelter Island. And he's like, why this weekend? And I forgot it was my birthday. I go, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe like it's just towards the end of summer. I go, I honestly don't know. And it's like low-key freaking me out. Like, it's weird. Like, I'm afraid they need to like tell me something. Like, I'm in trouble.
Were you so relieved when you got that text on Sunday? Like, hey, we're not coming.
Okay, so the day before, I'm like with family and my mom is a planner and she's like, what's the plan? What's the plan for tomorrow? And I'm like, parents here said they're coming, but I'm like 90% they're not coming. You have to ask. I swear to God, I go, I know my friends and I love them deeply and they are not coming tomorrow.
I'll never see them here.
But when you text me for the address, I was like, wow, she's pushing it. She is putting on a whole fucking act. And then the next day, I'm like jet lagged from LA. That was basically 7 a.m. By the way, I will say I'm jet lagged for like the next month just as an excuse to sleep more.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then you guys text me, we can't come. And I was like, thank
God.
I was not going to be fun. I was tired.
I knew when I sent the text, I was like, this bitch is going to be like, oh, we're better. It's better off.
The thought of you saying we're going to come visit
was enough.
Like, that was so nice of you guys. I was like, that is so sweet that they thought of possibly visiting me. The actual hang, we don't need.
No, we don't need it.
The fact that you guys even wanted to for a millisecond warms my fucking heart, and you are too good to me.
The bar for like friendships that we care about in the ground. Could you imagine being in a friendship though where like I said that to you and then you were legitimately pissed that like we didn't come? Oh no.
But with that said, I had a fucking crazy week because I was in LA, then Portland, then Seattle, PTSD in the airport that I left my laptop.
Right.
And then flew on my birthday sick at 5:20 a.m. all the way.
Oh, I was wondering why you were up so early.
Yeah. And like everyone, I missed every phone call for my birthday. Like, yeah. It didn't even show on my phone. So I was just like, cool. Honestly, it was okay. 31 is
I called.
Irrelevant. Did you call?
Did I?
I don't know.
You'll never know.
Sierra did FaceTime me.
I FaceTimed, but then I was like, oh, she's on a plane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Wait, first, let's just say that there's a cat living in my home right now.
Okay, and what did you say when we got on the Zoom?
I said there's a cat in the house.
Didn't you say something along the lines of, like, you liked the lifestyle?
There's so many things. Okay, I've never babysat anything in my life, but I've never babysat a cat before. And Sierra had to travel this week, and I said, hey, I'll take Jasper, and let's, like, really see if I can do this thing. So I am thinking in my head, like, I know that he's not going to be, like, all up in my grill from, like, the jump. Like, I know that you guys have said, like, you have to kind of work toward it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where this cat is. I have no idea where this fucking cat even is.
When cats are in a new environment, they like to find, like, a tiny space to, like, get their scent around and feel comfortable. And then they'll slowly, like, branch out with confidence. Does Jasper like you, though? Like, off the bat, does he tolerate you?
Yes. Yes, he does like me. He has, like, pushed his head against my arm and licked my hand. And he, like, sniffed around where I put his food. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you one weird thing, though, that he did.
Oh.
I actually don't even know if I should say this.
He licked your pussy?
No. Okay, I was, like, picking up my room because I was, like, I want to, like, not have anything out that, like, I don't know what could happen. Not that, like, I think he's going to knock anything over, but, like, I just want it to be a clean space for him so that he can, like, roam.
Oh, my God, you're such a cute mom.
My vibrator was on my bedside. Was on my bedside table. And so, like, I'm putting clothes away in my closet or in my bedroom. And I, like, pick the cat up off the floor and I'm, like, hugging it, squeezing it to death. And I put it down on my bed and he's, like, sniffing around my bed. And he goes up to my bedside table and he sniffs my vibrator. Immediately, his head is on a swivel and he looks right at me. And I was like, oh my God, am I in trouble? But it was like he knew that that was my scent and he looked at me like, you fucking whore, get it out of here. And I was like, I'm.
So you got slut shamed by a cat.
Yes. I was like, I'm literally putting it away. Like, oh my God, don't judge me like that.
Okay. This is something really gross, but something I love about Butter. And I don't know how I realized this, but like, Butter doesn't care about food. She doesn't care about any normal food. I could have like a pizza on the table. She won't go near it.
Yeah.
I could like have something like butter on my fingers and she won't lick it.
Okay.
But if I put my finger in my ear.
That's.
And there's, that's like a disgusting. Little wax, and I put my finger out, she will lick my finger.
Ew! That is vile. That is so fucking vile.
I don't know. She just wants to eat my insides.
No, but it is true. Cats are cats. There is something going on with cats.
There's something going on, and I realize another reason why I'm in therapy.
I think that should be a weekly segment. And another reason why I realized I'm in therapy.
Because I, like, get into it with dog people. Like, I really want to understand what's going on. And I like dogs, but I want to understand why they, like, love dogs so much and hate cats. And they're like, my dog loves me regardless. Like, I can murder a whole family and my dog will love me. It's unconditional love. And, like, I don't. It's like the dude that's fucked every girl in the school trying to fuck you. I'm like,
yep.
That doesn't help my ego. That doesn't make me feel good.
Right.
I want the guy who,
that, no.
I don't mean to make it sexual, but like the guy who like no one can get his attention.
Yep.
And then I walk in and I say something funny. And then next thing you know, he like warms up to me and then he's obsessed with me. And that's why like. With I want to earn love. I don't think I deserve unconditional love.
Okay.
I want to earn love.
That's a bigger conversation.
Yeah, that is.
That's a key. That's good that you're in therapy talking about that. Because that is concerning.
But I do have to say, like, I do all these bits of stand-up where, like, imagine if your boyfriend, whenever they met a new girl, like, was all over her, licking her so happy, and you're like, he just loves people.
Yeah.
Like, abso-fucking-lutely not.
No.
Absolutely not, sir.
Absolutely not. I have no tolerance.
Like some dogs, I'll meet a dog and I'll be like, I could take this dog with me and this dog would not even think about its owners.
No, not even think about it.
We're like, Butter would literally, she would riot. Yeah. She was taken away.
She would literally jump out the window.
She would stop eating until she finds me again.
You know, it's so crazy. Like you were just living your life one day without a care in the world. And then bam, you're an ant and you have to take care of a life. And yes. That's what I'm experiencing right now.
Do you feel like there's moments in the day where like you'll look over at him or you'll consider him and it makes you get out of your own head for a little?
Yes, that. And also I like seeing him walk around my living room because I like instantly feel like my apartment is richer. I'm like, you vibe in this aesthetic. He knows he vibes in it.
Also, I do have to say Jasper's, Sierra's cat Jasper is
stunning.
Handsome.
Like, model-esque.
Gorgeous. And also, if you watch how they walk, it's very swanky.
It's very swanky.
And then whenever they stop, they pose. They always put their tail in a way. They're classy.
Like, they know that they're better than the majority of the population, and I need that energy around me.
I'm so excited for the updates on Adventures with Jasper. How long are you watching him?
Until Thursday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we have 3 whole nights together.
And you know, I love this for you because I was a little nervy about just like throwing a cat in your apartment and being like, figure it out. Like, this is such a good training wheel for you.
This is what's going to happen. When I give that cat back Thursday, I'm either going to be like, oh my God, yes, take it. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to be like, I have to go buy a cat right now.
I'm hoping that tonight when you're on your Netflix, that he
Me
cuddles
too.
Up with you.
I know. I'm really hoping to.
But you can't force it.
I know.
Cats are crazy. Sometimes you have to like not look at them. Like you have to play hard to get with him. You can't be too obsessed with him or he's literally going to get the ick from you.
I'm like, wait, how? My one thought, and I was like, Paige, you're sick. You're like, I'm like, how would I try and date myself? Like, that was my thought. I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to ignore that he's been in here all day because he's obviously going through something and he needs to like be comfortable. I'm just like, I'm just going to ignore it, go about my day, not annoy him.
Don't like any of his photos on Instagram. Like, no. Even talk shit about him to your friends. Like,
I will keep everyone updated on the cat situation. But I, when I get a cat, hard launching.
That is so exciting.
Oh my God.
Also, I heard an insane conversation on the LIRR recently.
Okay.
The LIRR, for people who don't know, is where people who don't drive or don't have a car take
a
train out to the Hamptons.
Railroad runs from New York City all the way to Montauk.
And I'm going to say it's ratchet. People are getting drunk on it.
It's crazy.
It's wild. And I'm on it.
Yep.
And I heard a wild conversation in front of me.
Between?
I'm like, because it's a two-hour train ride. Yeah. So I'm always like, please, please, please give me a good seat. Like, not next to, like, frat bros. Mm-hmm. Not next to some girl, like, yelling at her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Give me a good seat that I could just, like, sit there in peace. The girl in front of me immediately starts playing Beyonce. Now, I had mixed feelings about it.
On speakerphone?
Like, it was the new album, so it was good. It was good. But like at some point, I'm like, are we blasting this the whole time? And finally, the guy who works there comes and he's like, hey, you can't like have a beatbox. Like, you have
like,
to turn
what?
This off.
Like, put your boombox away.
Yeah, exactly. The boombox.
Like,
and
what are you doing?
And she's like, okay, sorry. And he walks away and then she puts it on again. Like, naughty. And we're all kind of sitting around her and like, it's LIRR. Like, this isn't a library. Like, I'm not going to yell at her. I'm not that girl.
Insubordination gives us anxiety.
Yes. Yes. That gives us, oh my God, to have like conversation with a stranger.
No.
But that's where New York comes in because you know there's another person having a worse day than you who will say something. So anyway, the guy comes back actually and he's like, you can't, you have to turn it down. And then a guy next to me goes, she's not turning it down. And she kind of sees that like other people are mad. So she finally turns it off. And I thought that was that. I thought that was it
right.
with her.
Absolutely. How old is this girl?
How old is she? I'm going to say she's like
early 20s.
Late 20s. Like okay. She's seen some shit.
Okay.
She's been through some shit.
Yeah.
She was wearing like a weirdly revealing outfit.
Okay.
I also was on the phone like whispering and she kept kind of like turning and looking at me. Like it was just strange.
Vibes were off.
Yeah, she was giving, like, main character energy.
Yeah.
Like, this bitch was going to do something.
She was giving like, I wish someone would. Like, yes. I want someone to.
Yeah, like, she was ready to
annihilate anyone at a moment's notice.
Yeah, she was, like, pushing the storyline ahead, if you know what I mean. Like, I was in the background, and she was...
Full force.
Then I hear this guy come to the... She was at the front, in front of me, and this guy has, like, a sexy voice, and I hear him say, like, can I use the charger by you? And she immediately, like, her voice gets into, like, higher register, and she's like, yes, of course, yes. And they're, like, having a stranger chat. And, like, I hate it, but I can't stop listening, like, the awkward back and forth. And you could tell, like... He needs to sit there because he's charging his phone.
Right. But he's not trying to, like, talk to her, like, hit on her, or
not
is
Not really,
he?
But he's okay. from the South, so he's naturally, like, good at talking to people. Like, you could tell he's not, like, trying not to talk.
Right.
But they're talking, like, what are you up to? And she's like, oh, I'm just going to a restaurant tonight, and then I'm heading back. That's weird.
That's weird.
And then she was asking him about something. And then she's like, so are you single?
No.
And I was like, okay, aggressive. I'm have popcorn by this point. I have full popcorn. I don't know who I'm rooting for.
I could never talk to someone in a romantic way. First of all, when the sun is out. Second of all, like, in a confined location where I can't immediately run away if something goes awry.
Just wait. He goes, oh, I'm actually married.
No. Did he have a wedding ring on?
I think he did.
Okay.
And he goes, what's your situation? Like, you tell that, like, he just asked it back to be polite, but she kind of took it as, like, oh, we're flirting.
Okie dokie.
Paige just took a swig of her La Croix. So then she goes, you know, I used to be married, but all men cheat. You know that?
No.
Okay, I am fully now typing on the Giggly Squad notes. I'm fully writing in the notes right now so I don't forget anything. Like, I'm like, hey, sorry, can you repeat that? And she's
how
and he
old was
like,
the guy? Like, in his 30s?
I didn't even look at him because I was being so discreet. Like, if I looked, I feel like I would have ruined the moment.
Yes. Don't you love when you can hear a conversation and like you, but you can't see them, and you're like, I cannot wait to see what these fucking people look like.
I was like making it up in my head.
Yeah.
Who needs a book? Who needs a book?
No, seriously.
So
okay.
He kind of awkwardly laughs, and she's like, yeah, you know, like, my baby daddy, he cheated all the time. So, you know, he goes, are you wearing a wedding ring? And she's like, this isn't a wedding ring. I just wear them because everyone cheats anyways. And I'm like, what if I, and I'm listening to it.
First of all, not everyone cheats.
You know, guys are dumb. He was kind of just like laughing, but it's clearly like.
Like an awkward laugh.
Yeah. And then she goes, so how long are you staying out? And he's like, oh, well, we're going back to New York. Like, on
Monday.
Was
his wife there?
No, just him.
Okay.
He's going out to meet them, I guess. And she goes, oh, well, when you're back in the city, I'll show you around.
Does she get his number?
She goes, give me your number.
No. What'd he say?
She says, give me your number. And like, I'm telling you guys, I don't mean to be a bitch, but she's not cute.
Okay.
She's not cute.
That's always the one. But here's the thing. If your man cheats, it is with someone uglier than you.
But like, I couldn't tell because I've never witnessed a husband cheat.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if he was just doing it to like, be like, can I just charge my phone without you like murdering me?
Right.
Or if he was being polite, but he was like, because that's crazy for her to be like, oh, I'm going to show you around when you're back with your family in New York.
No, but if he's going out to the Hamptons from New York City, that means that this man lives in New York City. Oh, see, here I go again.
I don't think I think they're like visiting and like, I think they're there for a wedding. I know they're there for a wedding. He's like visiting New York and they're going out to the Hamptons for a wedding. Like she was pushing all of it onto him and she was like, can I have your number?
If you are married and you live anywhere in the country and a girl asks for your number, the answer is no. I don't care if like you're going to be embarrassed by it or you're going to embarrass the girl. Like, no.
It was giving vibes of like when you're cornered and a creepy dude is like asking for your number.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll just be like, sure, like just to get out of it.
Yeah.
And she was being aggressive. But then now as I'm saying it to you, I'm like, is this dude like dirty? But he basically was like, sure.
I need a part two. This is a TikTok that I need a part two of.
He goes, sure. And they like exchange numbers. And I almost miss my fucking stop. Like, it stops. And I haven't, like, all my shit is everywhere. And I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And I'm like, excuse me. And I just run out. So I don't know what happened. But, like, I'm sorry. I try to think of, like, how I'd want Dez to handle the situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like he would put the foot down and be like, oh, sorry, don't give my number out.
Like, yeah, I think Craig would be like, oh, I don't know. Like, I feel like Craig would blame it on me. Like, I could hear Craig being like, oh, my girlfriend's fucking nuts. Like, I can't.
Be like, if you want to live another day, let's not.
My girlfriend, I feel like, has murdered people in the past. And so I'm looking out for you and you alone.
He's like, she'll find you. She'll kidnap you. She does a lot of, like, torture things with knives. It'll be a whole thing.
This is just like a classic overheard New York.
Such a good overheard New York.
Let's do some front page news since we're in like a gossip mood.
I'm excited. What do we have?
Now, I don't know if you saw that. Obviously, we know that Emrata is getting a divorce from her cheating husband.
Yes.
So maybe all men do cheat, but we'll find out. She has been spotted out now twice with Brad Pitt.
Okay. I told you. Girls, get out of these stinky relationships. I also think, like, Brad Pitt does kind of look like her ex, except her ex is like Brad Pitt from Walmart.
Completely. And also, I think Brad Pitt is obviously like the ultimate heartthrob, sex symbol, yeah. Like whatever. I could not, even if this was a PR relationship, I don't care. Even if this is like the smallest fling ever and they literally fucked each other one time, I don't care. Could you think of another person to fucking rebound with solely to make your ex jealous? Like, oh, sorry, can't come to the phone right now. I'm having sex with Brad Pitt. Like, any age, any hairstyle, anywhere. Like, I don't care.
So I just heard the Shania Twain lyric where she goes, oh, let's see your Brad Pitt. That don't. And all of us were like, that does impress me, Shania. That does impress no. us.
We're like, Shania, we are stans. But also, if Brad Pitt acknowledged me, I'd risk it all.
The crazy thing about Brad Pitt is, like, I know some girls are into George Clooney, but it's kind of like you have to have a type. And, like, honestly, I'm not even into zaddies. Like, Dez is just a one-off.
Right.
Brad Pitt, we all would fuck. We all would. I've never once been like, oh, is he getting older? Nope.
It's so funny how it's like you can classify people as, are they a Jen Aniston? Are they an Angelina Jolie? Everyone's a Brad person.
Yeah.
Like, that is what will bring the world together. It's world peace and Brad Pitt.
And remember, Emrata is like around our age. Like, she grew up like we did, where Brad Pitt was, like, he was always older.
No, she's freaking out. Like, to even text, like, one text to your best friend, like, sorry, I'm in Paris with Brad fucking Pitt. Could you imagine? It's kind of the way I feel about you DMing Haley.
It's pretty fucking close.
It's equivalent, I'd say.
Hales. I call her Hales, but that's just mine. Wait. My love. Honestly, her ex looks like Brad Pitt. If he was swollen, if he was having a serious allergic reaction and no one had a Benadryl.
Oh my God.
And that is gentle bullying. That is gentle bullying on the pod.
Is it bullying when it's true? That's what I always find myself asking in my head.
I do have an idea, though, that I wrote down. How do you feel about Emrata and Pete Davidson?
Wow.
Is it like too annoying? Like, really, Pete, you need to get the other hottest woman in the world? Like, is it kind of annoying?
No, I think it's great. I think it'd be fucking amazing.
Because people were talking about, like, how do you go from Kim? I do think I've had relationships where, like, whoever you date before can affect the next person.
For sure.
If they know of that person or they see something of that person. I feel like Pete, everyone's joking that he should be with Martha Stewart.
No, I don't like that's like a stupid joke. That's like something on TikTok that or like Instagram, whatever, social media that people think is funny. And I'm just like, I'm over that. The first time I saw it, I was then over that joke.
What if he got with Kendall?
That'd be fucking amazing. I don't think Kendall's boyfriend's good looking whatsoever.
She's a new one?
No, Devin Booker.
They broke up.
They're back together.
They are?
Stay up to date, please.
Oh my God, did you see for a second how cocky I got because I thought you were wrong?
Yeah, you loved it.
I was like, did you not read the news a year ago?
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time, I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently, and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days, but this week, I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, alfresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life, and one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot, and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that like always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different like bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, my next front page news is Drake got a face tattoo of his mom's initials.
Oh, God. Talk about red flag. How many red flags can we put into one thing?
I was thinking about it, too, because when I first read it, I was like, oh, that's so weird. Like, why would people do that? And then I remember, like, what hypocrites we are, because there was a podcast many weeks ago that I said that I would literally have sex with Post Malone in front of my parents. Like, I don't, like, I love that man. And he has face tattoos, but it's just different. It's just different.
It's different. It's different because it's his mom. Because I do not need a man who is so obsessed with his mom. Like,
yeah,
love your mom, but like, it has to be healthy. It has to have some separation.
Boundaries.
Like, we have to be able to have sex without you saying her name.
It's funny that that's the way your brain went. My brain immediately went to like aesthetics. Like, I yeah. can't date someone with a face tattoo. How would our engagement photos look? Like, you're embarrassing me. You're not a hardened criminal. You didn't just get out of jail. You drive a Lambo and rap about your bed. Like, stop.
It is funny. Face that, like, other tattoos, you're like, fine. But the second it hits the face, you're like, oh, you are really committing to being a creative.
And I think, like, the inside of, like, growing up in a Catholic, very strict home, I'm like, how are you going to get a job?
I know.
My first thought was, like, what if you have to, no one's going to take you seriously.
Also, Nikki Glaser is obsessed with the idea of, like, how she wants to be the most loved woman. And like, if the mom's still alive, you'll never be the most loved.
Yeah, I've definitely dated some people. I've dated a range of people that have like issues with their moms. They either like hated their moms,
yeah,
or like needed to know their mom's opinion on everything.
Either extreme is bad.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the theory about like why people have problems with guys' moms?
No.
Like mom-in-laws. They said that, I think it was a TikTok. It definitely was a TikTok. That moms, when you have a son,
mm-hmm,
you want to make this son the greatest man possible. You want to make him better than all the guys you've dated. You mm-hmm want to make him better than your husband. You want to make him better than your dad. You want to teach him to be the greatest guy ever. And the second yeah he comes of age, after all this hard work you put into him,
no one's
some dumb slut
him
just snatches him and no gets all of the benefits of it all. Well, like, obviously you don't want to fuck your son.
Right.
But, like, there's something where you just get some animosity towards the girl. Like, I created him. I made him into that man.
I know immediately, and I ask my parents this all the time, like, do you love me more than dad? I ask my mom this all the time.
Wait, that's insane.
But like, I need to know. And
well,
like,
I know my mom does.
My mom does. My mom says, yes, that's crazy. Like, of course I love you more. My dad has never once answered the question. He goes, every time I ask it, he looks at me and he goes, come on, Paige. Like, that he loves my mom more than he loves us. Where was I going with this?
It's a very interesting point. But
another reason I'm in therapy. Another good reason.
My mom would for sure say me.
Yeah.
And then my dad, like, loves me like crazy, but he needs my mom. Like, if it was just me and my dad left, we're not eating.
No.
We're not finding anything. We're not getting anywhere.
No.
We're not functioning. So, like, he needs her to survive.
Same. My dad needs my mom to survive. But I know, without even having a child, I know that I will love that child way more than my husband. Like, there's not even a fucking comparison. Like, I just know that, like, I made you. You're half me. Of course I'm going to love you more. Yeah. I'm a narcissist.
I mean, that's how I feel about butter right now, so.
You
who's,
love
by
him
the way, licking my finger that I put in my ear right
you're
now.
You're disgusting. I'm telling Hailey Bieber. If you guys go to lunch, I'm going to comment everything and say, she sticks her finger in her ear and lets her cat lick it. Don't hang out with her.
Wait. you start an anonymous account just like messaging her about me. Be like, don't trust her. She's a narcissist. Did you see her on reality TV? Oh my God. Maybe Haley watches Bravo.
Maybe Haley watched it and was like, nah, I fuck with Hannah.
She
I
was like,
love
no,
that.
I see through this shit.
She's yeah, I see through
bitch
all this bullshit.
Also, have you heard of this thing called pay pigs?
No. Pay pigs?
It's a man who pays a woman to financially dominate him. So they enjoy humiliation of sending women money without getting anything in return. So, like, basically, like, you just, like, steal from a man.
Diseases I literally wish my boyfriend had.
Rise and shine, my little human ATMs. I know exactly what buttons to push to make you spit out as much money as I want. And I do it with an evil smile. That's what a pay pig says.
The internet has beaten me today.
They want to laugh at you and call you pathetic while taking your money. What's more humiliating than sending money for nothing in return? I want to do this. Wait. You literally just take their money and call them stupid? It's literally my dream.
I feel like we already do that.
Wait.
Like, give me your
credit
card.
We've been doing that.
Yeah, wait. We fucking invented this bullshit.
Okay, pay pigs. That's fucking fascinating.
Kind of love it.
Okay, so the Gigglers submitted the funniest advice, as always. Oh, sorry. I opened up my messages with Haley. I also haven't responded to her because I'm too nervous.
Play hard to get.
What would you respond after she calls you a queen?
I would just like the last. Like,
no,
the
that
last
could cause a fight. If she's that friend, she'll be like, why'd you just like
her? I feel like she's a low maintenance bitch. If she's really meant to be friends with you, she's low maintenance.
I'm going to do the prayer hands. I'm just going to do the prayer hands.
Okay. Okay. Do it now.
Just to be like, I'm cute, but I'm not going to bother you because you're busy.
Are you going to do it now?
No, I have to focus when I
okay.
do it.
Okay.
And I'll be like, P.S., I hope Justin's dopamine's okay.
Do not. You are literally that friend that you're like, I'm just going to be like, okay, cool. And we're like, yeah, send that text. That's a good text. And you're like, okay, cool. I think that you, and then you just like start going. We're like, no.
You're like, Hannah, don't fuck this up for me.
No, seriously, don't fuck this up.
Okay, let's see what the gigglers are up to.
I feel like I've met a lot of gigglers recently, and it really, Hannah, there was at one point where I was like, I think we really did start a cult.
But I'm telling you, they're also
because girlfriend. Whenever I meet gigglers, it's like, and I'll be with like a group of my friends or like with Craig or like whatever, and girls are just like, I'm a giggler. Like, it's like a code. I'm like, what fraternity are we in that we have this like secret? It's just like, I'm a giggler. And
okay. I'm a giggler.
But, yeah, it's just like walking down the street and passing. It's like, hey, I'm a giggler. And I'm like.
No, someone would be like, my friend watches Summer House, but I'm a giggler.
I know the truth. I'm a giggler.
Okay, this is funny. How to tell your parents you quit your corporate job. I've been telling them I'm going to work, but just going to my boyfriend's house.
Oh my God. Don't say anything until you have a new job.
Possible. Or you, this is going to sound bad, but.
Okay.
Tell them you have cancer.
No, Hannah, don't tell them that.
And then when they get upset, you go, just kidding, I quit my corporate job.
Wait, you know what? One of my, this is like a friend of a friend. I don't even know the people involved in this story. One of, literally, and I barely even know, I feel like, the person that told me.
But so
like,
this is you. This is about you.
No, but this story like stuck in my head. This guy was coming out to his parents, mm-hmm. and he, this could be a made up story too, but he told them
that same story.
That he had brain cancer. And then he was like, just kidding, I'm gay. And his parents were like, okay, like. We didn't even care that you were going to be gay, but, like, why did you say that? Like, why would you do that?
They go, honestly, not necessary. So yeah, unnecessary.
Like, shocking.
Someone wrote, losing all motivation in my life.
Join the club. And just period.
Same.
Get
my
a cat.
Thing is sometimes you losing motivation is instead of, like, fighting it, sometimes just let in. To it.
Lean in.
Make it a feminist movement. Like, lean in, and it's your body telling you need a break. And sometimes, even if you have like work that needs to be done, you'll do so much better at that work if you like give yourself a break.
I'm sorry. I'm just like now I'm thinking about myself, and I'm just like, wait, I'm like feeling that. What should I do?
Well, lean in. Yeah, like you can't force motivation, and I feel like a lot of it is society telling you that we all have to wake up and be so fucking motivated and have like a TikTok of like all the things we did that day when like that's not the reality.
Like if you wake up in the morning and your first immediate reaction isn't fuck, I have nothing in common with you. I don't know what it would be like to wake up and like be refreshed and happy.
I don't trust you. I wouldn't trust you for shit.
No. So I just feel like everybody feels that, but not everybody says it. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to like not be motivated. I feel like my anxiety comes from thinking like I can be better. I can like be doing more. Mm-hmm. And then I go into like that depression. So just like let it ride. You'll be over it soon.
Yes. Know that everything is temporary. And also it's, if you're not motivated, sometimes it's like, then change things up. Do something. Like, I have ADHD, undiagnosed. It's a problem. And sometimes I'm not motivated because I just don't like what I'm doing. So when right. When I'm interested in something, I get hyper-focused and, like, crazy to do it. So sometimes it's like, maybe you're bored.
Yeah, maybe you really are bored. Take 2 days and don't leave the apartment.
My roommate screams on the phone breaking up with her ex-boyfriend nightly. 3 months in. Help.
Oh my God, that fucking sucks. There's literally nothing you can do.
Or you get on the phone and you start fighting with someone. And you outfight her.
You can't do anything because people in those kinds of relationships, they're going through something and you can't force them to be done with that person. They have to be done when they're done.
Yeah.
Invest in a really good headphone and like I'll give you some ASMR. People that I watch on YouTube, you'll be asleep in 10 minutes.
I do have to say earplugs do work.
Yeah. Control what you can control.
Make it aware because like she's in your personal space as well. But also you can just let her know in a very nice, caring way that like let her know that you know.
Yeah. Like wake up the next morning and be like, dude.
Like, hey, is everything okay?
Are you okay?
I heard you crying.
Knock on the door and be like, oh my God, are you okay? That's crazy.
Because maybe she's so in the moment that she's unaware that she's like doing this. So just have it on the back of her head that like everything I say, someone else can hear. Because maybe she'll go downstairs and on the street and fight and cry in the street like a normal person in New York City.
Right, right. Case closed. Next.
Okay. How do I get a guy I'm dating to be more confident around me? Break up with him.
But yeah, what? There's nothing. That's the way they were made. You're not.
That's called you're not with the right person.
You're not. Yeah.
No.
He'll never be. He'll never be what you made up in your head you thought he was. It's not him.
I was so bad at that. Like, I loved seeing a guy before he spoke and, like, filling in all the blanks that he was amazing.
Yes. Half the reasons we like guys, we've made up about them.
Yeah, because we're creative geniuses.
Exactly. Our creative juices always flowing.
Guys flying to meet me in my city this weekend. We've been talking for 2 months. What should we do? Okay, so this new fling is coming and you want to show him a good time.
Totally depends on what city you live in.
True.
I feel like in New York City, if a guy was coming to stay with me for the weekend, first of all, that would never happen because I hate entertaining people.
Yes.
And like in my personal space, no.
Yes.
But I think it has to be like activities, like planned activities.
I love how we cannot think of one activity.
Nope. Not a single one. I keep talking, thinking something will pop into my brain.
We're like marathons. What do people do? What do people do?
I immediately thought like a museum. I'm like, bitch, when have you ever been to a museum in the past 10 years?
I do think it's hot to like not immediately first day like stay home and fuck the whole time. Like go in a public place to build some tension.
Like as soon as he gets there, everybody's always hungry. Like immediately go to lunch or dinner.
And also you could like just ask him what he wants to do to make it seem like you care about him.
Just get drunk. Just like go to a bar and get drunk and you guys will literally figure it out.
True. Get drunk. Don't get other people involved. Like don't try to show me your friends. Just like fuck and see if you like being around him day to day.
And if you hate him, go to the movies.
Everyone is asking if/when I'm pregnant. How should I respond?
I ate Mexican today. Honestly, lay off.
It is weird. The second you get married.
I was just going to say that. Are people asking you?
They're going, when are the kids? I'll post like a slightly bloated photo. Like I wore those like that baby doll shirt.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, okay, pregnant.
No. No.
I go, I'm a child bride.
I like forgot you even got married. That's like what good friends we are.
Paige, the other day, Dez was talking to someone and he was like, my wife is over there. And I was like, how dare you call me that? That is how fucking dare you call me your wife? I'm like, do I knit?
You're making us look so old. We're so choogy.
Literally, it was so choogy. I looked behind. I pretended it wasn't me. Imagine being called a wife by Craig. No.
Stop it, Hannah. Don't you dare. Don't you dare manifest that for me.
I have feelings for someone who's engaged and will be married in a month. She told me she has feelings for me, too. We've made out. Help. This is above our pay grade.
This is above my pay grade for sure. I'm making things up at this point. But I genuinely feel that people who are really scared to get married, like, will look for anything to like see if they're making the right decision. And I think she's putting a lot of like eggs in your basket, and like it's the idea of like, could I possibly be with someone else that's better for me, and am I making the wrong decision?
Yeah, and like you have feelings for her, but it kind of feels like she's in a entanglement.
Yeah.
And she wants someone to give her that like final like, oh no, I want to be with someone else. I would try to be communicative with her, but it sounds messy Bessie.
I also like to go through life with thinking like I'm not the exception to the rule. So like most often those crazy things aren't going to happen to me where someone's engaged, about to get married, and realizes I'm the love of their life and like leaves that relationship. Like that's in a movie. This is real life.
But like
she's crazy.
We both have main character energy. You 1,000% think that the guy who made out with you, you'd be like, oh, he finally met the one.
When I heard Emrata was sleeping with Brad Pitt, I was like, if Craig and I break up, that is my next mission. I'm sleeping with Brad Pitt.
The amount, you remember like as kids, the amount of girls who were like, but if Justin Bieber made eye contact with me, game over.
Game
like people
over.
Would study Justin Bieber and be like, who's his favorite hockey team, like learn everything.
Game over.
But you know, I'm kind of connected now. Okay, this is funny. How can I make my boyfriend happy after I blacked out and talked about our sex life to my family?
Do not apologize for that. People need to know.
Sorry, not sorry.
I tell my mom literally everything.
I tell my mom everything. Also, like, I kind of have follow-up questions. Like, what about your sex life?
Was he, like, embarrassed? Was he sitting next to you? Like, who cares?
But also, like, figure it the fuck out, bro.
You have nothing to apologize for. Oh, what? You're not allowed to talk to other people about your intimate details of your relationship? Sounds controlling.
Honestly, he's gaslighting you.
Yeah. Say whatever you want.
What does he want to do? Pry you away from your family so he can, like, have full control over everything you do and you can't talk to anyone about it? Sounds like a cult.
If you have a small dick, my mom knows it. Sorry. I'm not going to...
amount of moms who know about guys' dick sizes is incredible.
I'm
going to
deny my mom that hot gossip. She's retired. She's she's bored. I'm going to tell her.
Ooh, my boyfriend wears Crocs. What do I do?
Depends on how he wears them. Like, if he's swaggy, then I think it's fine. If he's wearing them with jeans, just throw them out and be like, I legitimately have no idea what you think. Like, they got up and walked away. I don't know. You probably misplaced them.
There are so many things that you can just throw out in a relationship and get away with it and just be like, oopsie poopsie.
I've thrown out Craig's flip-flops before and been like, I don't know.
I threw out Dez's Invisalign on accident. That's on me. That was on me.
Yeah, that's expensive.
That's expensive. That one, he's still...
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations. generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love StoryWorth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Pulled over my head. Also, oh, I wanted to let you know, I kind of want to try something fashion-wise, and I think you're going to hate it.
I can't wait to hear. What is it?
I want to try to pull off a low-waisted cargo skirt.
Yes, like one of the mini skirts with the pleats.
Not mini.
Long. Okay.
A long cargo.
Oh.
With like.
Yes.
Like khaki.
No, girl. I love it. I love it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because people are going to come up to me and say, did Paige let you wear this?
Yes, I love the long skirt trend.
And I'm envisioning it with like a tank. And then I want to get those like off Amazon, those silver.
Yep.
Like.
Do it. Yes, do it.
You see the vision?
Yes, I love it. Very LA.
I mean, my best friend is from LA, Haley, so.
You don't have to say her name. We know who you're talking about.
By the way, you remember for my, I said remember, like it wasn't 3 days ago. For my birthday, you said I was your only best friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a photo of me and Haley and say my only best friend.
It's like it's my birthday and Haley's face is on my body and you're like my one and true only best friend.
The gigglers were so funny. They were like, Craig is shaking.
Craig texted me about it.
What
and
he
was like, I feel like that was really harsh. And he was like, oh, you met like one and true, like the saying, like true and only, comma, best friend. Like you're like my truest best
friend. Oh, so now he's mansplaining punctuation to you.
I let him think it. I go, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. You got to trick them. You have to gaslight them.
Ooh, speaking of not having boyfriends. How to be the, because we have a lot of single gigglers, how to be the only single friend in the group without feeling sad or jealous?
Ugh.
It's honestly so easy. Your friends are not happy in their relationships.
No,
they're not. Miserable. They hate him.
You just got to hold on till one of them breaks up. And then once one of them does it, they all end up doing it because they see you guys like being single and fun.
True. When I was on the tennis team at Go Badgers, Wisconsin, there was a moment where there were 8 girls on the team and I was the only single one and they like called me single Hannah.
First of all, go Badgers. Second, that's bullying.
That's legitimate cyberbullying in person.
Do it in a group chat that you're not in. Like do it in private. They literally to your face were like single Hannah.
And I wish I could say like they all hated their relationships, but they didn't. Like multiple of them got married to those guys and they were great, but like they were bored. They were bored and they would, yeah. It was college. They'd be like, Hannah, what happened last night? And I was like, oh my God, after I fucked the mascot, like they were living vicariously through my shit. And I just do think, you guys, you cannot compare your timeline with other people's timelines.
No. I would love to do like a love connection for Gigglers.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We have to figure something out.
We'll figure something
out. Like throw like a singles party. Except, but I don't want straight men listening to our podcast.
No, no, no. That would
it's not for you.
Yeah. It's not for you. And it just would bring like the worst energy.
Yeah, it's not for you. It's against you.
I do think like we started the pod. We started Giggly Squad like lives. We were, you were in a relationship.
Yes.
And I was single. And yes. then I got in a relationship. You were single. And then we're both in a relationship. And I don't want the single gigglers to feel out of the loop in any way. In any way.
I could be single at any moment. You have no idea.
Same.
Like
it would involve some more paperwork and admin, which you guys know I'm bad at, but I would hire someone to get that done. So, like, we're learning and we're growing, and we're going through all kinds of relationships together, girlies. Okay, final question. Should I keep talking to him just to hang out with his dog?
Yes.
Yes.
Two more times, and then... Shut it down.
Okay, you guys are amazing. We love you so much. We still have a couple tickets in New York and in...
The other day, I got really excited for our live shows.
No, no, no. I'm so excited.
Like, I'm so excited. I was like, oh my God, what new segments are we going to do? Like, I got giddy.
I asked Paige, I was like, what are our outfits? Like, what's the vibe? And she was like, what it always is.
Show Iconic.
Fucking stopping.
Yeah. Never been done before.
We did drop new merch that's out that we're obsessed with, giggly-squad.com. We're ready. People are getting it in the mail already. Everyone looks gorgeous. And we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for giggling with us. Bye.